Hey, let's do one on Herman, first name, H-E-R-M-A-N, Martin, last name, M-A-R-T-I-N, 92242. This is a 68-year-old gentleman from Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N, /Houston, Texas, construction worker for years, married 52 years, has 5 children. Patient has been under hospice care because of Alzheimer's disease, period. The paragraph, since admission to hospice, he has had difficulty with mentation, bedwetting, becoming total ADL dependent, a huge risk of fall. As a matter of fact, has had a couple of falls, no longer able to stand up, and because his knees will not straighten, agitation. He has difficulty sleeping. He has severe sundowner syndrome. Has developed muscle wasting and very little appetite and protein calorie malnutrition, and has become very close to bedbound at this time. Surgery, no surgical problems, medical problems, osteoporosis, DJD, severe end-stage Alzheimer's, dementia, neuropathy, high cholesterol. Medication includes Atrovastatin, Eliquis, vitamin D, gabapentin, and Aricept. Allergy, none. Surgery, has not had any surgery for years. Family history, hypertension and dementia, Alzheimer type. Last hospitalization was almost a year ago because of COVID-19, has not been in the hospital, does not want to go in the hospital per his family's wishes, and would like to be taken care of under hospice at home. Period. On exam, 110 over 74, 98, 77, 18 respiration. Weight is down 7 pounds since last evaluation or certification. Heart puzzles, small puzzles too, with irregularities. Lungs, few ronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows muscle wasting as well as temporal wasting. Neurological, decreased ETRs in all extremities with severe slowing related to end-stage dementia. No focal deficit noted. Skin turgor is diminished. Muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity. Abdomen also put scaphoid but non-tender. And heart put, yeah, with lungs or shallow breath sounds. Assessment number one, here we have a 68-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia. Number two, patient is definitely hospice-appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Number four, atrial fibrillation, rate controlled. Number five, increased cholesterol. Next number, weight loss. Next number is protein-calorie malnutrition. Next number is total ADL dependency. Next number is decreased activity. Next one is huge risk of fall. Next one is agitation. Next one is decreased mentation. Next one is sundowner syndrome. Next one is difficulty with mentation and walking, which has definitely worsened in the past 3 to 4 weeks. Period. May I do a new paragraph? Mr. Herman Martin is a 68-year-old gentleman who is being recertified for hospice, period. Since last hospice certification, patient has become total ADL dependent, has developed muscle wasting, severe weight loss of 7 pounds, increased agitation, decreased sleep. Suffers from severe sundowner syndrome, decreased mentation, at times agitated with his wife, has developed bedwetting, incontinence, and has continued to decline since the last certification period. New paragraph, patient remains hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live at this time. Also put in the paragraph, also, patient has had a bout with COVID since COVID-19 infection. His wife has noted much more agitation and decreased mentation. And the weight loss, which was noted with COVID-19, he has not been able to regain.
his weight, period. Thank you.